afternoon, everybody. I'm so happy to be here again. It's been so long since I recorded an episode of my podcast, but yeah, I'm here, and I already announced on my WhatsApp status yesterday that an episode is going to be dropping today. So, of course, this is Mind Fix with Lade, and as usual, as you know, my name is Dim Lade, and I have a guest with me today. So, my fellow guest, introduce yourself, please.
Good afternoon. It feels so good to be here. Thank you, Lade, for inviting me. I am Soto Imbolua Fei Kemi.
Okay. Thank you, Fei, for also accepting to be here today. So, I met Fei at camp, NYT camp, and we've been talking a lot. And yesterday, we had a very interesting conversation. And that was the reason why I decided that I was going to record this episode just so that we could, you know, talk, and probably through sharing, somebody else also might be encouraged. Somebody that is also going through this kind of process might be encouraged too. And it's about a phase in life when it feels like you heard God clearly about an issue, but everybody else is seeing something different, or everybody else, they're not seeing what you are seeing, and then that part feels so lonely, the journey, the aftermath of it and all of it. So Fei and I, we are in Adamawa State. We're in Adamawa State. Fei, how does it feel to be here, to be in this state?
In one word, peaceful.
Peaceful, wow. And it's very interesting because, okay, so a lot of us, when we heard that, obviously we're here for NYC, so when we heard that we were coming to Adamawa, it was like, Jesus, just come and take me to heaven now. What kind of rubbish is this? Like, a lot of people were really angry, really scared, really worried. Even a lot of people's parents were like crying and all of that. So just some days ago, we heard that relocation forms are out, and almost everybody collected forms. But I saw Fei was just, you know, calm, cool. She was like, she's not collecting any relocation form. And I was like, I meant everybody wants to leave this place, but you are like so happy to be here, that kind of thing. That was kind of what I saw in her face. So, you know, yesterday we talked about this, and I would love to ask Anna, like, Fei, what is the reason why do you really want to stay here? Like, what is the reason why you want to stay here? For staying here,
because I believe that this is where I should be. This is the city that the Lord has planned for me to be trained.
Okay, can you like expatiate a bit on it?
Okay, so backdrop. I knew that the Lord is trying to teach me, or was trying to teach me on how to rely on Him. So prior to NYC processes, picking a state, I just knew that it was going to take me out of my comfort zone to a very far place where I would just need to have no choice than to depend solely on Him. And I'm here. So when I first got Adamawa, I was not scared. It was joy and peace, and the same peace I felt that Friday morning is what I still do till today. Are my parents happy for me being here? No. My sisters are against it, but I want to see this through, and I've heard Him say things that have confirmed His word. He has told me He will not leave me stranded. He have told me He will show me His protective power. He have told me that even while I'm here, my family will be kept over there. So I'm down.
No, very interesting. So for you, would you say that this period has been lonely? Because, okay, normally when we are going through a new part, when we're coming out of our comfort zone, going through a new part, you know, you really want a lot of validation from people, especially people that you love and trust. And when you don't get that, it can be very annoying, can feel very, like, suffocating and all of that. So would you say that this period has been lonely? Kind of like, oh, you've been alone in all of this, and if yes, how have you been able to, you know, thrive and still move on to, like, with all of everything that happened?
I would say it has been lonely, but yes, it has been, and that's because I have a lot of spiritual people around me, and I feel like I should get support from them because they know that I heard the Lord, and they should support me because I heard the Lord. But they are projecting their fears and worries on me, and it's even in turn making me scared. I've never been scared about this journey, but listening to them over and over and over just brings fear into my heart. But I have my mommy's support, even if it's not the 100%. She just has to like, okay, if it's the Lord's will, then let it be done. But I would say it's not lonely, because I spoke to my pastor about it, and speaking to her just had a way of helping me rely on God, because at the point I was going to pick the form, feel it, and just make my family happy. But when I had a conversation with her, she told me that if I allow that, then I'm allowing doubt, allowing analysis, a lot of things that the Lord would not want me to do or would not want me to have. And so I just left it. I just left it, and I just ignored. Ignoring the AYC form was an instruction for her. She just says ignore it, and I just, okay, we're ignoring and we're here today. It's lonely. My sisters that are the prayer people are just the one speaking fear, speaking doubt, but I'm seeing this through.
I'm really excited. Like, I was really encouraged when I listened, when me and Faye were talking yesterday about this issue, because there are like so many times when you know that, okay, you've heard God concerning a particular issue, or you know, and in fact, let's not even take this thing more of a spiritual aspect. Like, let's even talk about something as simple as maybe what you study in school. Maybe you know that, okay, I'm not good in maybe medicine. I want to do maybe something in arts, but my parents and everybody around me are like, no, this is what you should, And then it feels like
Choked. Exactly,
it feels really choking. You feel so confused, and you know, one time, like you said, you were clear, like you knew that you felt peace, but seeing everybody now giving you different opinions, it now felt like very, very, very confusing and all of that. And it's very hard for you to stand your ground and say that this is what I'm going to do regardless of what happens. And many times, a lot of people actually succumb and agree to what other people want out of fear. But even some other people that eventually now say that, okay, this is what I'm going to do, they even still even have some issues with their family members, even like afterwards and all of that. So I was really encouraged seeing you like staying so strong in the midst of everything that's been happening, you know, even despite everything that you've been, saying that, okay, I'm going to still do this because of I know what I heard. And many times it's like, can't you people just pray for me? Even if you feel like I'm not making the right, even if you feel like I'm not making the right decision, at least pray, pray for me, and like God shows me if you feel like what I'm doing is wrong, like God will show me that, okay, this thing is wrong, instead of you just being so hell bent to me, telling me So yeah, finally, okay, Sophie, I want to ask. For someone that is currently in this kind of situation, let's say from a spiritual point and from a non-spiritual point, where the person knows deep down that this is a decision, like this is something that I was meant to do, it's something that I have to do at this particular point of my life for me to be able to move to the next part, or for me to be able to learn what I really need to learn, but everybody around me is saying otherwise. How can you, what advice do you give to that person to encourage that person, or to help that person stay sane throughout the whole period?
Okay, so first I'm going to say, be sure that you heard the Lord. Be sure. And how would you be sure? Constantly have a conversation with him. Constantly have a conversation with him. When all this, throughout this process, I was so worried. It took the Holy Spirit to tell me, you are being worried, enjoy the process. And so I have to take it off my mind. So I would say, constantly have a conversation with the Lord. If you are sure that you heard the Lord, leave it there. Like, tell the Lord to talk to those people that need, because as much as the Lord gives you an instruction, you have to have people that will support you in it. So if you need those people's support, you could take it to the Lord and say, okay, I want to do this, but this and this are the challenges I have, fix it. And it will. So one by one, I saw my family coming around. My staff called me yesterday and they're like, okay, if you want to stay, God be with you, God help you. One by one, and have a spiritual leader. Your pastor, your sister, somebody that you're accountable to, they will help you in that process. And lastly, do not fight. Don't be arrogant. One thing I did not do was fight. because I saw that everybody that spoke to me about leaving the city had valid points. The only thing I did was to cry. And if you know me, I'm not the person that will just keep quiet when you are talking to me. Only if I have this inner weakness not to say anything. But if you say one, I'm saying 20. So in that place, everybody was like, ah, this is a fake camp. I was just crying, like, I want to be here. This is where I should be. And I did not fight. My mommy cannot have anything to say that I spoke to her rudely. My sisters cannot say I spoke to them. I was just listening to them and I was still crying. So do not fight. If the Lord says it to you, there's a way he wants to do it. Don't help the Lord. Don't help him. Don't just obey. Your willingness to obey will fix everything. Your willingness to obey will fix everything. Just obey. So when they are coming, just tell him, have a conversation with the Lord. Have a spiritual person you're accountable to. And don't fight. Don't fight. Don't fight. Thank you.
That was sad. Myself, like, I can't let, like, because I have a tendency to, when I feel like I'm so sure about something and then somebody is trying to, maybe, like you said, project their fears on me, I want to fight back and shout and all of that. But yeah, like you said, I think I'm also learning to not fight, because if it is God that holds you,
he's fix it.
Going to fix it in his own time. Instead of trying to use physical means to maybe try to convince them, why not go down in prayer and just keep praying and trusting and all of that. Pray to God for patience, for wisdom, and for them
for
to
the next step.
Exactly, to also come around. Wow, this was very enlightening, and I think it's something that is really needed, because a lot of us, we are at the defining part of our season of our life. Yeah. A lot of us, many of us, don't know when school is going to resume. We don't know what to do next. And our parents don't even understand the kind of pressure that already on us as young adults alone, and we just want to just project, do this one, do that one, other kind of things. So at this point in time, it can be really, 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 really difficult. So I'm very happy that, you know, you are here to share a practical experience of how you have been able to, like, work your way through this situation in your life. And I'm so grateful for joining me.
Thank you, podcast. Thank you very, very, very much.
So, you guys, if you have any questions, obviously, you can send me a mail at demladoemi@gmail.com. If you want to speak with me personally, you could also send me a message. You can also send me a message on Twitter. I'll put my handle on Instagram. I'll put my handle in the description box. So if you want to reach Faye, I would also put her handle. So if you want to reach her, you could just, you know, send her a message. Get her social media and then send her a message. So thank you very much.
Thank you for
and have a wonderful day, everybody. We'll see you next week by the special grace of God. Bye-bye.
Bye.